You're listening to X-Ray FM. Okay, the other mic was not working. At KXRY Portland 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned in to a new episode of Sadder Star, the emo radio show here in Portland. And today, we're going to start out with a couple bands, actually, from the great town of Kalamazoo, Michigan, which was a breeding ground for a lot of top-notch emo, so much so that I did not even intentionally pair these two bands that I'm starting off the episode with together. But yeah, there's just so much emo that came out of that area in the 90s that I frequently play on the show. And we're going to play, I don't know, two songs back to back. First off, we're going to start out with a track by Quixote from their 1996 self-titled 7-inch. This track is called A Force. And then coming up next, we're going to play some early emo by a band called Vine. So thanks so much for tuning in to Sadder Star. I really hope this mic works. I don't know if this sounds good. Sorry if it's janky. We'll see. We'll see how this episode goes. Yeah, this is Quixote with A Force. And thanks again for tuning in.
Oh, you think I'm a loser?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. You just heard a really, really excellent song by the one and only Unwound off of their 1995 album, The Future of What. Before that, we played a lot of things. You heard Tiny Hawks with their track Daniel Striped Tiger off their album Fingers Became, Become Bridges, having trouble talking. And they were a two-piece from Providence featuring Gus Barton, who was in some really, really crazy 90s emo bands like Fields They Follow and Spirit Assembly and many more, but definitely a very dynamic band on their own as well. And before that, you heard Rocket Science with their track saying things like Wish or Want off of their self-titled 7-inch. They were from New Jersey in the mid-90s, and parts of that specific song really remind me of Evergreen. Wonder, maybe you heard it too, especially the vocals. Before that was Punjab with their track Grab Your Belongings off of their demo tape. I play their other 7-inch on the show semi-frequently, which is like very like 90s Midwest emo sounding. But the demo is definitely more like punky, but also really good. And before that, you heard 12-hour Turn with Flowers for the Dead off their split with Engine Down. Then Vine with their track Sun Kiss off of their 1992 7-inch. Vine had members of Broken Hearts Are Blue, and we're from Kalamazoo, Michigan, which I started off the hour saying that them and the band I started off with, Quixote, were also from the same region, which was definitely a breeding ground for some really, really excellent and iconic 90s emo. That Quixote song again was called A-Force. And let's see, gonna play a band from Seattle next called Circa 40. This was just released a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, an EP, and I think it's pretty cool. This track is called Don't Throw Up in My Car. It sounds different than a lot of other like current active screamo bands. Seems like they're, I don't know, trying to do a little bit of their own thing. I like it. And yeah, some more good stuff coming up next. Thanks so much for tuning in. Why
I'm ready. Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. Hope everyone has been digging tonight's episode despite a few very minor technical difficulties on my end. You just heard a track by Mid Carson July called Ringwald, which was off of their album Minus Wings in Halo. Before that was a band called Seventh Story, which I really love this band. They only had two other songs on a split with a band called System 2600, and that was a mysterious track for a long time for me on a compilation that I just heard recently of all Florida bands, and that track is called The Way It Was off of, I don't know, Sampler One by the label Counter Theory is the compilation, but Seventh Story, great band. Before that was Yellow Road Priest with song number 7 off of the First Crush compilation, which was the same compilation that the very song Satterstar is named after, was released on that compilation. I feel like I phrased that really badly. But yeah, great compilation as well. And some sources online say that Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy was in this, maybe like for a second, maybe like some version of this band's lineup. But they really only had like a demo and a compilation track or two. That track is called Song Number 7. Before that was a German screamo band called Only for the Sake of Aching, which is such an emo band name. Like, it just hits really, really hard. That track was called Identity Zero, released in 2005 on a CD called Robotic Society. Before that was Monocle by The Vita Blue, which was 10 grand before they had to change their name. And that was off their 2000 album, Our Miracle Point of Contact Classic. I really, really love the, like, extra backing screaming vocals in that song at the very end. They're crazy. Before that was From Maggie to Margaret with their track Blue Hoodie off of their demo, and that band was from BC in Canada. They only had one demo tape released ever with only a few songs, released in 1997. Very Killed by Emo. Really cool stuff as well. And before that was a very sweet song for a Special Someone by the Casket Lottery. That track is called Softy off of Choose Bronze. Choose Bronze is such a good album. I listen to it all the time. I don't even know what to listen to. Just every song is great, I think. Before that was a Swedish emo band called Kamara. That track is called 62 Degrees Left. And that was on a discography album of theirs that just came out last year, but that song was originally released in 1999. Before that was P, one of my favorite band names to play on the show. That track is called Train Song off of an unreleased album they had called I Win Me Over, but it was really originally recorded in 1995, but released many years later. Then, let's see, started out that block was Circa 40 out of Seattle, current emo band happening right there, right now. We're going to end tonight's episode with a track called a track by a band called The Hue of Two. This track is called Farewell My Monorail off of their album Doctor Doctor, This City's Sick. This band is pretty fun. Has some keyboards and, I don't know, very like mid-2000s sounding, but in a really good way. Also, they're from Rochester, New York, and they also feature very, very early Satterstar guest mix contributor Justin of Hallzine, which was episode, I don't even know, maybe like 15 or something of the show. I'm on episode 131, so very early on. Yeah, he's in this band. Cool stuff. Hope you like it. Thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar this week and every week. Appreciate you so much for listening. Again, this is The Hue of Two.